How strong is your faith? We're going to talk about it, plus a lot more, on this episode of the Gary Zimek Show. Stay tuned, because here we go. Hey there, welcome to the program. Come on in and make yourself at home. My name is Gary Zimek, and I'm going to be with you here for the next 30 minutes on Blog Talk Radio. And now the show is also featured on iTunes and TuneIn Radio, so you can listen to it in a number of different ways, totally free of charge. We're going to spend the 30 minutes today talking about the daily mass readings. We're going to discuss this idea of our faith. How strong is your faith? Do you believe that with God all things are possible? I'm going to give you some suggestions, or possibly some things to look at in your life. We'll look at the prophet Elijah, what he was going through, how he believed, and maybe give you some positive things to think about, especially if you're facing some sort of a problem in your life right now. Maybe a situation you've been praying for just doesn't seem to be getting any better. I want to try to give you some hope, because we can't ever give up on God. We have to, if we're really being fair to Him, we have to acknowledge the fact that He can really do all things, right? And how many times do we give up on Him? Do we get tired of praying? And isn't it funny how we arbitrarily choose when we'll give up? We'll pray for a week, we'll pray for 2 weeks, we'll pray for 3 years, whatever. And then one day we'll say, you know what, He's not answering, I quit. And, you know, that really doesn't put a lot of faith in the Lord. I think much of our problems when it comes to not believing that He can do things in our life, I think it comes from a lack of awareness. If we would really look at what He did throughout history, if we look at what He accomplished, I think we'd be a lot more excited. And let's also bring it up to date a little bit. You might get frustrated that the Lord is not doing anything in your life. And you look at other people around you and you say, well, He's working in their lives. Well, how about this for an unusual twist? How about if you rejoice because He's working in their lives? Right? It doesn't always have to be about us, but yet sometimes we get frustrated because He's not answering my prayers. He's answering my friend's prayers. Well, could we learn to rejoice because God is active and doing things that are visible to us in the lives of those around us, right? We have to come out of ourselves a little bit. Could we be a little too self-centered when we're saying that He never does anything to me? But can we acknowledge that He does things in the lives of others? Can we acknowledge that He has done things throughout history? And we're going to see an episode today how He worked through the prophet Elijah, which may help us. And I really believe that sometimes we just need to become more aware. We need to stop feeling sorry for ourselves. Look, I do it too. I do it all the time in order to really appreciate just how much God does. So that's what we're going to talk about. We're just going to relax, chill out, talk about the readings. I don't have a lot to do today because I really wanted to touch on these readings because they're very powerful. I want to thank you for tuning in. I want to thank you for allowing me to still be here after 5+ years on the air. I think we're about 5.5 years now. We are in our 6th year of broadcasting. Isn't that amazing? I'll tell you what, I can't believe that I'm still doing this, but I can't not do it. I just love being with you. I love talking about Jesus. I love talking about His Catholic Church. I love reading the sacred scriptures. It's just an incredible feeling. So it's something that I look forward to, and I hope you look forward to it as well. And obviously, if you're listening, that's a good sign. If you're new to the show, we do it 5 days a week, Monday through Friday. You can listen on Blog Talk Radio. You can listen over iTunes as well as TuneIn Radio. You can download the podcast from iTunes and TuneIn Radio. But you can also listen from blogtalkradio.com. And in addition, there's another way to listen to the program. You can go to followingthetruth.com, which is my website. Click on the radio page, and you'll see a little Blog Talk Radio player, which will allow you to listen from there. And the same goes for TuneIn Radio. I have a TuneIn Radio player on the website as well. So I try to make it as easy as possible. I want to keep the show free of charge. That's why I need to come to you and ask for donations. And you're the reason why I'm able to do this, why I'm able to survive in full-time ministry. Full-time Catholic ministry can be challenging. It really can. It is a matter of pounding the pavements, trying to get people to bring me in to speak. I mean, it could be a tough job. It's the greatest job I've ever had, but the reason I tell you that is so you know that your donations are really crucial to supplement what income I make as a speaker, as an author. Your donations are really critical. All of the network radio and television that I do, I don't get paid for any of that. That's done on a volunteer basis. That's why I have to turn to you. And you've responded, and I'm really thankful for that. And in case you haven't, and you would like to help me out, if you'd like to see the show continue, I would ask you kindly to please visit followingthetruth.com and go to the donate page and consider becoming a monthly sponsor or making a one-time donation. I can't tell you how important it is, especially heading into the summer month. It's a tough time for any ministry, and mine is no exception. So it's a struggle. I think I'm at an all-time low. I am at an all-time low when it comes to finances. But we're going to just keep chugging along, going to keep on keeping on, bringing the good news to you each night while I can. But I let you know, I make it known so that you can contribute if you would like. But please don't put yourself in any financial jeopardy. The other thing is, and I mentioned this in case you're a new listener, if you're someone who shops from Amazon.com, if you would consider using the link on my website. Every time you go into Amazon, you just go to followingthetruth.com, look for the Amazon logo on the right-hand side of any page, and go into Amazon that way. If you do that, any purchase you make results in a profit for me. So I'm very, very thankful. It doesn't affect you at all. You get the same old prices. Everything is the same. But because you came from my website, that helps me out. In addition, if you're looking for some of the greatest coffee that you will ever drink, and yes, I placed my order today, Mystic Monk Coffee. You've got to try it. They've got some awesome new flavors. I ordered some new flavors today. I'm going to be talking about it on the show soon. You've got to try Mystic Monk Coffee. These are good guys, authentic Carmelite monks. They love the Lord. They love Our Lady, and they do a fine job with coffee. So check out Mystic Monk Coffee on followingthetruth.com. So there's some of the ways that you can help me out. Please, please, please also keep me in your prayers. I was praying for you at daily mass today, and I'll continue to do so. We need to pray for one another to help each other. We can easily get discouraged. We can easily get ourselves into trouble because we got temptation all around us. It's not an easy path sometimes, but we pray for each other and we stick close to the Lord. We're going to be fine. Today's beverage du jour is, here we go. It is a cup of coffee on this beautiful day. It is a beautiful, cool day in South Jersey. Today's beverage du jour is Krispy Kreme coffee. They now sell it in the supermarket. I got some. That's what I'm drinking here. And I hope you've got a great snack. I hope you have a good beverage today. I hope you're ready to get talking about Jesus. I had a fantastic dinner. Let me tell you about my dinner quickly. Every now and then, we at the Zimak household have breakfast for dinner. Did you ever do that? It's really cool. Eileen loves it. The girls love it. We had breakfast for dinner today. So here's what I made. I made some scrambled, and I was in charge. When it comes to breakfast, I'm the man. So today I made some scrambled eggs, and what I like to do with my scrambled eggs is I put a little milk in them as well as some cheese so they get nice and creamy. Oh, man, I love them. I made some scrapple. Now, if you're not from the Philly area, you're not going to know what scrapple is. If you are from the Philly area, you know what scrapple is. It's a really hard to describe thing. You might want to Google it to get an idea. It's kind of like a mushy sausage, but you fry it up. And let's face it, it's not made from the best parts of the pig, but it's delicious. I love it. Eileen loves it. My daughter Elizabeth loves it. Mary doesn't like it so much, but most of us like it. We don't have it too often. It is a really tasty treat. I can't think of too many things that remind me of scrapple. It's very unique, pretty much unique to the Philadelphia area. I think a few other places have it as well. In addition, I had some leftover Italian sausage from the other night when we had it with spaghetti. So I sliced that up and put that on the grill. Got it nice and toasty. So we had some of that. We had some home fries. And, man, I'll tell you what, it was a great dinner. Eileen made some toast, so breakfast for dinner at the Zimak house today. We really enjoyed it. I hope you had a great meal, whatever. I know not everybody listens to this program at night. You might be listening to it during the day. But, see, you have the privilege. You can have a snack right now. I can't have a snack while I'm doing the show. That just doesn't work too well when you're doing a radio program. But you have a snack, you relax, and I mean that. Whatever you need to do, just chill out, and we're going to talk about Jesus for the next, 20 minutes or so. We're going to talk about these great readings and about our faith. And if you're feeling a little weak with your faith tonight, that's all right. Just hang in there, because I want to talk about some things. Let's pray now, and then we'll open up the Mass readings from Thursday of the 10th week in Ordinary Time. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Heavenly Father, thank you for giving us another day. Thank you for being a part of our lives. Thank you for all of the many blessings that you've given to your people throughout the years. The privilege of knowing you, the miracles that you have performed, the fact that you have sustained us and brought us to another day, the fact that you have created the universe. Father, you are amazing. We thank you for these many gifts. We thank you for the gift of your Son, Jesus, who came to earth to love us, to teach us, and to suffer, die, and rise from the dead so that we can live with you forever in heaven. We thank you for that gift, Father. We thank you for the gift of your Holy Spirit, who lives within our souls and helps us to follow your commands. Father, please bless us and our families, those around us. Please help all those who are sick, all those who are anxious, all those who are lonely, all those who are struggling with doubt or despair, those battling addictions, those dealing with financial problems, those who are dealing with relationship problems, those who are experiencing religious persecution, or anyone dealing with weather-related problems. Please help them. Help them to feel your peace and help them to solve the problems that they're going through. Father, please help us to trust you more. Grant us the grace to be able to put our problems in your hands. We know that you can handle them better than we can, but sometimes we're hesitant, or we give you things and then we take them back. Well, right now we present to you our own needs, whatever they may be, our great struggles, our frustrations, difficulties that we're experiencing. We give them to you, Father, and ask for your help. We know you can do it, but sometimes it's a matter of us believing that you can do it. In our heads we believe it, but in our hearts we don't feel it. So we ask you to grant us the grace to trust in you more and to be able to persist and continue to ask you for what you need, for what we need. Father, please bless our priests, our religious, our deacons. Please increase vocations. Please put an end to abortion. Please take this radio show from me. Take over for me. Send your Holy Spirit to come alive in me to speak the message that you have for us this day, and help us to be able to believe in the message, to obey whatever it is that you tell us. And we ask for all these things in the most holy and sacred name of Jesus Christ, your Son and our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. And now we turn to our Blessed Mother Mary, and we ask for her prayers as we pray. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of Peace, pray for us. Good Saint Joseph, pray for us. Saint Ephraim, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Okay, we're in good shape now. We prayed. We can really get started. I mentioned Saint Ephraim. Today is the optional memorial, meaning that if you went to daily Mass today, it wasn't necessarily required that it be celebrated. Sometimes we have memorials, we have feasts, but this is an optional memorial. But Saint Ephraim is a deacon and a doctor of the church, meaning that he was recognized by the church as an outstanding teacher. He was born in Mesopotamia around the year 306, but did his most important work in present-day Turkey during the last 10 years of his life. Isn't that incredible? The last 10 years of his life, he did the most important work of his life. That goes to show that there's hope for us. Sometimes we think, well, we haven't done anything for all this time. I didn't get started working full-time in ministry till I was over 50. So it's amazing what God can do in our lives if we turn our lives over to him. It's never too late. Don't ever think it is. He refuted heretics and composed hymns, canticles, and commentaries on Scripture. His writings were known in translation to many of the early church fathers, who praised their depth and ardor. Gregory of Nyssa compared Ephraim's writings to the river Euphrates, for he irrigated by his waters the Christian community to bring forth fruits of faith a hundredfold. Ephraim died in 373, and in 1920, Pope Benedict XV declared him a doctor of the church. So today, we ask for the intercession of St. Ephraim. And here is the collect from today's daily mass. It says this: pour into our hearts, O Lord, we pray, the Holy Spirit, at whose prompting the deacon St. Ephraim exulted in singing of your mysteries, and from whom he received the strength to serve you alone. Pour into our hearts, Lord, we pray, the Holy Spirit. It's, you know what? That's something for us to remember. I've been focusing more in my own spiritual life on this asking for the Holy Spirit to be poured into my heart. Make sure you're praying that every day. Because I think sometimes as Catholics, we can find ourselves going through the motions, even if we're praying every day. Do you ever feel that? We talked about that last night on the show, how we can use variety in our prayer lives sometimes. Because we can easily just get lulled in to a place of complacency. And we start to go through the motions because we've been praying the same prayers for so long that they no longer mean anything to us. That doesn't have to happen. You could pray the same prayer every day, especially a prayer like the Lord's Prayer, and always have your spiritual life fresh. But it's also possible that you can get a little stagnant. So therefore, sometimes it's a good idea to switch things up a little bit and ask the Holy Spirit to really make himself active in your life so that you get energized. We all could use a little energy from time to time, because we all can fall victim to that sense of lukewarmness. I mean, I hate to use that word, but it really is true. Really is true that can happen sometimes. So let's ask St. Ephraim to help us out. And if you're thinking that, well, I haven't done anything for most of my life, there's really nothing I could do. No, you're here. You're alive. The Lord gave you another day. He's got a plan for you today. If he gives you tomorrow, he's got something he wants you to do tomorrow. So if you ask him, if you ask him to send the Holy Spirit to help you figure out what it is you're supposed to do, he's not going to say no. He's going to answer you. So continue to pray for that and continue to be open. Let's talk about faith and how much do you trust in the Lord? How strong is your faith? The first reading today is from the first book of Kings. Once again, we're going through the story of Elijah the prophet. Chapter 18, verses 41 through 46. Now remember, there is a drought going on. God is basically punishing his people because they're disobedient. You know, the Lord, he doesn't punish just for the sake of punishing. The Lord punishes sometimes or allows things to happen that might be a little unpleasant in our lives. Why? To get our attention. He wants to get our attention. So oftentimes he'll allow things to happen. So that's really, really critical that we're able to recognize that and sometimes ask the Lord, why are you letting me go through this? Why are you allowing me to suffer? Are you trying to teach me something? Sometimes he is. Anyway, let's look at this reading. Elijah said to Ahab, go up, eat and drink, for there is the sound of a heavy rain. So Ahab went up to eat and drink, while Elijah climbed to the top of Carmel, crouched down to the earth and put his head between his knees. Climb up and look out to sea, he directed his servant, who went up and looked, but reported, there is nothing. Seven times he said, go look again. And the seventh time the youth reported, there is a cloud as small as a man's hand rising up from the sea. Elijah said, go and say to Ahab, harness up and leave the mountain before the rain stops you. In a trice, the sky grew dark with clouds and wind, and a heavy rain fell. Ahab mounted his chariot and made for Jezreel. But the hand of the Lord was on Elijah, who girded up his clothing and ran before Ahab as far as the approaches to Jezreel. Okay, here's what's going on. We got this drought that's happening, and Elijah has been told that there's going to be a drought for several years, and the Lord will let him know when the drought is over. Well, Elijah believed that the Lord was going to end the drought. He knew he would eventually end it. And obviously, he believed it. And he said to Ahab, the king, "Go eat and drink, for there is the sound of a heavy rain." Now, it hadn't rained yet, but Elijah had a strong faith. And he believed that if he continued to pray about this, that eventually the rain would arrive, because they needed the rain to sustain them. Elijah had such a strong faith that he was able to say to Ahab, "I hear the sound of the heavy rain," even though it wasn't raining yet. And when we look at that, if you feel like, well, you're praying for something and you're unable to picture your greatest need right now, whatever you feel your greatest need is. Do you really feel that it's going to happen? Have you been praying for it for a long time? Are you starting a little frustrated? Are you starting to think, well, this is never going to be answered. God's not listening. He's on vacation. He's not hearing me. Look at the faith that Elijah had. Don't feel bad about your lack of faith, but just look at somebody else who has a strong faith and ask the Lord to help you, to increase your faith, and to help you believe more strongly in him. And you can do that. So rather than feel bad that somebody like Elijah had a real strong faith, look at it as an example and maybe let it inspire you and realize how nice it would be to have faith that strong. That doesn't mean that God's going to answer every one of your prayers exactly in the way that you expect. He's not going to give you everything you want, because sometimes you'll ask, because you're human, you're not perfect, you will ask for things that aren't really good for you spiritually. And the Lord knows that. He won't give you anything that's bad for you spiritually. Will he answer all of your prayers? Yeah, he will. And this is one of the things we need to remind ourselves of. He will answer all of our prayers. He'll answer yes. He'll answer no. He'll answer wait. The time's not right. So there always is an answer. This is just the way we look at it. Sometimes when he doesn't give us exactly what we want, we say, well, he never answers me. Well, he could have said no. But if he didn't say no, definitely, there's still a chance. Please keep praying. Because what happened here, Elijah was so sure that it was about to rain that he went up, he climbed to the top of Mount Carmel, he crouched down on the earth, put his head between his knees. So that was a form of prayer. That was a posture of prayer. He was praying. And he had his servant with him, and he said, "Climb out and look out to sea. He expected his prayer to be answered. Do you expect your prayer to be answered? Again, you might not. But then that tells you you have a problem with your faith. And that's not the end of the world. It's good to know that. Because you can do things about that. You can pray for an increase in faith. You can challenge the Lord more. That's another thing you could do. Your faith will grow when you see the Lord working in your life. So oftentimes we don't recognize what he does. You're alive. Every organ in your body is functioning in unison right now. That in and of itself is a miracle. Watch a baby being born. Look at nature. I mean, you know, we overlook these things. Your heart is beating. Your brain is functioning. Sometimes my brain's not functioning that well, but at the moment my heart's beating. We, just the fact that we were able to get up today is a miracle. When you go to Mass and you see the bread and wine transformed into the body and blood of Jesus, you just saw a miracle. But because we are not aware, because we are so focused sometimes on the minutiae of life, well, he's not giving me my new job. He's not helping me with the finances. And we get so focused on the problems that we lose sight of our Lord. Your faith is never going to grow if you focus more on the mountain in front of you than on the God who can move those mountains, right? Amen? So we have to focus on the Lord. Elijah had this strong faith. And he kept telling his servant, go out and look. 7 times he said, go look again. He knew that his prayer would be answered. The 7th time, the young servant reported, there's a cloud as small as a man's hand rising from the sea. At that point, Elijah said, go and say to Ahab, get moving, leave the mountain before the rain stops you. A cloud as small as a man's hand rising from the sea. If you're praying for something in your life and it doesn't seem to be answered, God doesn't seem to be coming through, take another look and look again and look again and again and again and look for any small sign that he might be answering that prayer. And then thank him for it. And praise him for beginning to answer your prayer. Our prayers don't get answered all at once, all the time. Sometimes it's a process. But Elijah knew. And especially when he saw that cloud, he definitely knew that that rain was on the way. And that's exactly what happened. So what I would invite you to do, if you're struggling, if you're frustrated, I know what you feel like. I go through this myself. There are things that I'm praying for, and I don't see the direct answers that I'm asking for necessarily. But as I read this reading, and the Lord speaks to me through this sacred scripture, and you allow the Holy Spirit, I allow the Holy Spirit to open up my heart to be able to hear this message, I look at things that have happened in my life today, as a matter of fact, and I see that he is answering. It might not be all at once, but he's answering. Do that in your own life. And ask the Holy Spirit to enlighten you. Holy Spirit, say, help me to see the Lord working in my life. And I think you'll feel better. But so many times we just write the Lord off. We don't spend enough time thinking about what he's doing. We focus too much on the problem. The responsorial psalm today is Psalm 65. It is right to praise you in Zion, O God. You have visited the land and watered it. Greatly you have enriched it. God's water courses are filled. You have prepared the grain. Thus you have prepared the land, drenching its furrows, breaking up its clods, softening it with showers, blessing its yield. You have crowned the year with your bounty, and your paths overflow with a rich harvest. The untilled meadows overflow with it, and rejoicing clothes the hills. Praise the Lord for what he has done in your life. But again, you might have to look a little closely, but do it. It really is worth it. Let's look at the gospel today from Matthew chapter 5, verses 20 through 26. Jesus said to his disciples, I tell you, unless your righteousness surpasses that of the scribes and the Pharisees, you will not enter into the kingdom of heaven. You have heard that it was said to your ancestors, you shall not kill, and whoever kills will be liable to judgment. But I say to you, whoever is angry with his brother will be liable to judgment. And whoever says to his brother, Raca, will be answerable to the Sanhedrin. And whoever says, you fool, will be liable to fiery Gehenna. Therefore, if you bring your gift to the altar, and there recall that your brother has anything against you, leave your gift there at the altar, go first and be reconciled with your brother, and then come and offer your gift. Settle with your opponent quickly while on the way to court with him. Otherwise, your opponent will hand you over to the judge, and the judge will hand you over to the guard, and you'll be thrown into prison. Amen, I say to you, you will not be released until you have paid the last penny. There's a good chance in your life, as in mine, that you are angry at somebody, you're judging somebody, you're thinking you're better than them, you're thinking, oh, they're so stupid, what a dope, here's how I would have handled that. We do this all the time. Ask the Holy Spirit to make you aware of that each time you do it. And then ask for the grace to be able to avoid doing that. We don't want to judge other people. We don't want to judge their intelligence. We don't want to look down on them. We don't want to think we're a better Catholic than them. So many different times we do that. Let's pray for that grace to change, because Jesus has some very strong words. We've got to take this stuff seriously, okay? I am completely out of time. I've got to run. Thanks for tuning in. God bless you. God willing, we're going to be back here tomorrow. I hope you can join me on the program. Remember, look at Elijah, look at his faith, ask the Lord for that grace to be able to believe and then go put it into practice. God bless you.